And we can talk about, sing about, pray about anything else you want, but I'd like to start by speaking to the Father for a minute on behalf of all of us. Holy Father, you are the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything under the earth. We acknowledge before you that we are but creations, and that our destinies are directly tied to our submission to you as our creator. There's never been a point that we were created and now can be gods on our own, disconnected from you, to live our lives as we please, to have our own preferences, our own opinions, our own thoughts, our own possessions. There's never come a time where the created thing has become a creator. We're not creators, God. We acknowledge that before you. We're not owners. We're not independent of you. If we've made ourselves gods by eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, then on that day we'll surely die, just as you promised. We're dead corpses walking around selfishly and vainly and egotistically and naively in a brainwashed kind of way, just living out selfish lives, fit for the grave, dead even while we live, if we live for pleasure rather than for you. But Father, we acknowledge before you that you are our creator, and we have never become independent of you. At least that's never been our desire. We acknowledge our dependence. We know that we're only whole in as far as you, our creator, continue to create within us minute by minute by minute. We're not separate people walking around now and totally on our own. You own us. You created us. And we're only fulfilled, we're only fitted for our destiny in as far as we totally submit to you every minute as your Son Jesus did. So Father, open our eyes. We want to be filled, but we know that starts by acknowledging our desperate need for you, that we are not creators. We're created beings, with a place for you to plug into us, where we have no life apart from you except a fake and a tainted life and a life that's dead even while it lives, a hollow, empty, futile, foolish life. So, Father, open our eyes to these things. Show us your Son. Let your Son be revealed in every honest heart in this room right now, every honest heart that would listen to this in any forum, any time in the future. Father, open the eyes of the heart of everyone that's willing to empty themselves that you might fill them. Teach us all these qualities of Jesus that we talked about earlier, we read about, all these things that he is. We want to plug into you, Jesus, as all of those things, that we might be fit for the Master's use, that we might reflect your glory to the world around us, that we might be so merged with one another and with you that the two have become one flesh, that the 10,000 have become one. God, help your people around the world to know what a true church is, to know what a true Christian is, and to live in the fullness of seeing heaven open every day of our lives and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of the glory of God. We know we've got troubles. We know we'll fail from time to time as David and Moses and every man of God did. But we don't want to be apart from you even for a second in spite of our failures. God, fill us with yourself and merge us into your heart and your mind. And let your personality be ours. We don't want anything on our own. We're created beings. Please make us one with one another and with you. God, we beg you, there be no religion amongst us in this city or any other city, that you'd strike down everything that's a pretense, every form of godliness, all the Johnnies and John Braces, your servant Paul wrote, let their folly be evident to all. Let those at the love feast that eat without the slightest qualm, let their going out prove they were never among us. Father, purge and separate and allow the things that are truly from you to melt together into your heart and mind and into one another. And the things that are dross, the things that are not of you, let those things temper us and challenge us and change us and refine us as by the fire. But Father, we don't want to merge with anything except for you. We don't want our hearts to be joined with anyone or anything except for your heart and your mind. So God, please protect us by the name that you gave your Son. Help us to be all that you called us and empowered and envisioned us to be. Let us be one with one another and with you. As a pure and a spotless virgin, let us be one with you and with one another. God, let there be a miracle like the parting of the Red Sea, like the words, let there be light. Let your face shine in our hearts. In Christ Jesus. We need this. And God, it can't be just words. Please show us the things that are in the way so we can empty ourselves, that you yourself from heaven can touch us, something flesh and blood can't do. Great is your holy and magnificent name. Do miracles. In the name of Jesus.